What is going on in Compton? I don't understand it. Well, as it relates to this, this is not in my field as the clerk, so anything that relates to this, you probably have to get an answer from Dr. Dre.
I hear you talking about respect. I gave you niggas the utmost. All you niggas the utmost. Would you look over Picasso's shoulder and tell him about his brushstrokes? Them opinions, I don't trust those. I apologize. The city made a nigga so cutthroat. Every hood love me, but it started on one coast. Could've stopped in 86, but I knew that you would want more. I'm on a throne in a place some niggas won't go.
Don't get it fucked up. Been away from home.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I can't tell if the fan beat you to the side or not.
I don't know. It does sound like it's giving up.
But it's like the whole fucking. Oh, whoops!
Oh,
going technical here.
Another episode with technical difficulties.
Yeah, constantly.
Sorry, guys.
I only got two arms. Hello and welcome, everybody, to another. Successful episode of How Sadness the Podcast. As usual, my name is Jacob Palin Kuban.
And it's me, Casey, Principal Fart Knocker Stoddard.
Ooh, a little cut.
Yeah.
A little beeve. A little bit of beeve and butt cut.
Sure. I never understood that insult, but a lot of people said it.
What? Fart Knocker?
Fart Knocker. It's got to be like a butt fucking thing, right?
I guess so. I don't know if it... I mean, if you're... If you're knocking on an ass,
or yeah, well, I assumed it was with your penis.
Yeah,
yeah. But yeah,
that's the old ding-a-ling dong ditch.
Yeah, damn it! I was trying to go that route. That was better.
Okay, all right. Well, what were you gonna do?
Nothing.
Ding dong. I mean, is kind of already a thing.
No, that was good. I liked it. I don't know.
Cock. Cock knock.
What's that movie? Tommy Knockers.
Tommy Knockers. I don't know.
It's a Stephen King thing, isn't it?
Maybe. It doesn't sound aggressive, but he has some weird titles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, no, I liked Ding-a-ling dong.
Ding-a-ling.
That was good.
Ding-a-ling dong ditch.
Yeah, you just.
Have you guys ever played that?
Stick him in, run away. Yeah. Stick and run.
Oh, no. That sounds awful.
No. Yeah.
That's an old. Wrong hole.
Yeah.
Then you're off to Mexico. I'm gone. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah, don't go.
Oh, my God, I'm fucking sweating already.
Yeah, dude, I'm miserable right now.
Oh, we have one fan on. Why did it stop oscillating? Don't do that.
I don't know. There we go.
Yeah, we have one fan on. We turned the other five off, and we said we weren't going to start by talking about the heat, but I put in this. I bought a portable air conditioner last year when my ex came to visit, because I figured I'd be able to put up with heat, but like two people in a bed was, I knew it was going to be rough, and that was...
Two people, you mean three people in a bed?
Hey,
come on, man.
One underneath.
Yeah.
Heavy breathing. It's really heavy underneath.
Come on. Oh, yeah. I'm going to see something.
Joker.
There you go.
I bought it last year, and last year I didn't really realize, because I don't think I bought it until the end of July last year, but we had the pool.
Yeah, and the living room was fine.
About that constantly, yeah. But the living room was shaded. It was first floor, the second floor shade. It. We've done everything. We've covered the windows. I put the AC in. It legit makes it maybe a foot and a half.
I don't even know, dude.
Like a foot, and then
you
it
have
just
to stand
dies
directly in front of it
to
and
feel
then,
anything.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's a bigger place.
Yeah,
which is but also, from what a lot of things say on the internet, it should be plenty powerful enough to fill this room. This room's approximately 490 square feet.
Oh.
And it's a 10,000 BTU unit, so.
More like 469,000 feet.
Yeah, so Casey and I have just been 69 and our gay asses.
They can kiss my fat vagina!
All over the apartment trying to stay cool. Yeah. I brought back the bucket technique.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
It's heavier than I remember.
Yeah?
It's very heavy.
I don't remember you doing that at the last place.
No, it's because we actually had a full pool.
That's true.
Yeah, instead of this little foot one.
Yeah.
But, already sweating. It's taking this shirt off at a certain point here.
Yeah.
But, go ahead.
Oh, nothing. I was going to say something offensive. It's better I didn't say it.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. We can move on.
Go ahead.
I mean, I don't think I'm exaggerating. I legit think it's hotter here than it was in Auschwitz. I'm not like probably, legit. Probably. Like, it's fucking unbearable.
Where was Auschwitz? In Germany?
Sure.
Germany's pretty cold, I think, right?
Yeah. No, it was you know what Auschwitz was. Yeah. Don't fucking give me that shit.
it is very hot.
Yeah.
So we started with a little Dr. Dre that's off his newest album, yeah. Compton.
You know my favorite anti-Semite rapper is?
Who?
Bow Wow Switch. Lil Bow Wow Switch. Okay. That's fucking stupid.
Lil Bow Wow Schwitz?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. What's that? His hot banger of a single is Running a Train to the...
Bounce with me, bounce with me. I don't know.
How to play. I was going to try to make another Jew joke.
Yeah, I know, me too, but I only know one of his songs.
Come on, ride the train to Auschwitz.
Who sings that
Come
song?
Come on, ride the train to Auschwitz. I have no clue who does that song. oh, man. Think about the person, you know, putting the coal in those trains.
Yeah.
It was probably a Nazi.
What a
so I'm sure they were probably fine with it, or it was a Jew.
Yeah,
it was probably a Jew actually.
Anyways,
but yeah. So recently, guys. HBO has a new doc, a four series doc that came out called The Defiant Ones. It's about Jimmy Iovine.
I don't know.
I think they were saying Iovine and Dr. Dre, which is really cool. I'd suggest checking it out. I watched all four of them. Casey hasn't gotten to the fourth one yet, but
nope, four is too many for me.
Yeah, if you like hearing about the music industry, it's cool to hear the two different sides. You get to hear Dre's kind of rise up, and which some of it is repetitive if you've read anything about him or NWA, and they do some stuff with that. But it's really cool, like the way they touch on it is really nice, and then hearing the Jimmy Iovine stuff is really neat too, because you get to hear about like the olden days of the olden days of music was so much fucking cooler. Like,
oh yeah,
the weird happenstance on how people like.
Yeah,
I watched this other doc that was called fuck. It was about this manager who never intended on becoming a manager, Supermensch.
Oh yeah, I've
heard it was so it's cool. Yeah, yeah, he never intended on being a manager, and then just ended up staying at this Hollywood hotel after. I don't fucking remember, trying to be a teacher, I think.
Yeah.
And he ends up meeting fucking, not Lennon, or what's the dude who played guitar with his teeth?
Hendrix.
He ends up meeting Hendrix, who's hanging out with Joplin at the same hotel, because just living out of hotels.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you should be a manager, so he makes like this fake card up. It's crazy. You hear about all this behind the scenes shit back in the day where people just lied.
Yeah.
And they were just fast talkers. Yeah. I guess it still happens.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, totally. That Jimmy guy, wasn't it like he said his first job, he was just like, his job was to stop and record and flip tapes, and then like
they asked him to come in on an Easter.
Yeah, and to work with John Lennon.
Yeah, had no clue. He was just like, I wanted to see if you'd come in on Easter Sunday. And then fucking Lennon and Yoko are there and some other people. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, we won't ruin it for you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Go check it out. But it's crazy. And it kind of, I try not to let age stuff affect me very much.
Especially back then, though.
Yeah, but like if you're watching something from back then, it's hard not to, because you hear about all this shit. I mean, I feel like they died quicker.
That's true.
Back then. But still, it's all of a sudden you're watching, you're like two parts of this documentary in, and then he's like, yeah, so I was 23 at the time. I'm like, I've already watched fucking 90 to 100 minutes of your story.
Yeah.
And you're only at 23 years old?
Yeah.
It's fucking insane. Good for them. It's awesome. Really cool story, so go check it out if you'd like. Yeah. It's worth it.
Yeah, I recommend it. I like that behind-the-scenes stuff. And
ooh, baby, it's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So, if you want, do you want to start Wouldn't Fuck Me's, or do you want me to?
Getting in that pussy hole.
What are we doing next? Is it that segment that's wouldn't...
boom.
I was trying to get a thing.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to
I'm trying to get a thing going, too.
Wouldn't fuck me in my butt or in my face.
Oh, why wouldn't do, huh? Wouldn't they fuck me? No, they fucking wouldn't, you stupid, ugly toad. You can suck a dick and something else a chode. It wouldn't fuck me.
Brought to you by Nestle. Isn't that, was that them?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
It's going to be.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Up. Yeah.
We pulled it off.
We did it.
Sure.
You want to start or me?
I usually start it off, right?
I'll do it. Hey. That's why I asked. I was wondering if you wanted me to switch it up.
No, I just like when you sing a little bit. It makes, all me, right. makes me happy.
I don't know why I wasn't ready today.
Oh, you don't. But, oh, no, it's fine. It's
no,
fine.
I just mean with the singing, yeah.
No, that's all good. This first lady, Zoe Lister-Jones, she has a movie, like, some movie out, like, called Band-Aid. It's, like, her, Fred Armisen, and, what's that guy? The chubby Adam Pally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but she was in Delocated.
That boy's in everything.
Yeah, I know. He's in a lot of shit.
I saw some Delocated. Yeah, yeah.
It's a great show. I love that show. But I like it. Zoe Lister-Jones wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I knew where her G spot was delocated.
Oh,
that's what he does on that show all the time. He just goes, that's his fart sound effect.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm into that.
That show's fucking.
I'm
funny.
Into that.
It's so goofy. I love it. John Glazer. Right.
Let's see. Okay.
The best.
Oh fuck! This didn't update.
Mm-mm.
Come on, you fuckhead.
Fill in time, fill in dead air.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
There we go. No, that's fine. It's always a good opener for me.
I'd like to.
Okay, so there's... my first one, fuck me here, is this suicide girl.
Uh-oh.
That I found on Instagram. Her name is Dawood Suicide, or Dawood SG. I can't remember. She might have changed it up, but it's Dawood.
Interesting.
Yeah, but she's got this picture where she's really cute. She has a... She has a Bart Simpson skull and crossbones on her arm.
Oh, that's dope.
Which
like
is really
that.
Cool. Yeah, just Bart Simpson tattoo. And she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I ate what's in her shorts.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I had jaundice. Yellow skin?
Yeah.
You know, like the Simpsons?
Yeah. One of the dudes from Mighty Boosh has jaundice.
Really?
Yeah.
Bad?
Huh?
You don't just have it forever, right?
I think so, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I had it as a baby when I was a baby.
Know. I don't know. What's his fucking
name? Simpsons baby.
Yeah. Not Howard, the other one.
Julian?
Yeah.
He has jaundice?
Yeah. Huh. Wait, no, wait. Is Julian the one with the long hair?
Julian is Howard Moon.
Yeah.
That's Julian.
Yeah,
Barrett.
No, the other one.
Noel Fielding.
Yes.
Fucked that up. He's said Howard and I said Julian.
Yeah, my bad.
What,
I thought that
no,
was
I
the
fucked
name
it
on
up.
The show. No.
That's okay.
Yeah, he says
that's
he
weird. He's
Julian.
Pale as fuck, though.
Yeah, well, he said it only really shows up when he drinks.
Oh.
So.
It's like a weird blush.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah.
Some people get red when they blush. He just turns yellow.
Yeah.
Well, that'd
he
be fucking
like
weird.
He's going to die.
You can be all right, man. You look a little sick. Sickly.
You look like a corpse. Nah.
Yeah. She wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I slingshot my dick into her pussy.
Oh, there you go.
And here's the last one. She wouldn't fuck me.
Hmm?
Not even if I carumbed. Eh?
I
carumba.
Carumbed.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
Yeah, that's it.
Carumba. I liked it.
All right.
It was good.
Cool.
Yeah, dude. F yeah, dog.
F yeah.
Oh, there we go. Oh, it's so good. she's the best.
Oh, it's so good. We gotta find more.
Yeah, did I ever tell you I got in trouble for doing that in like middle school? Teacher's knock it off. I was like, fuck you, bitch.
You were just doing it from the back? She had no idea?
I was like, clearing my throat, Miss Pearsall. Yeah.
Oh.
She was nice, though.
All right, well, that's good.
This next one is, let's just do Beyonce. Why not?
Yeah, hey.
Beyonce, you guys might have heard of her.
I've never heard of her.
Yeah, well, that's because you're gay.
That's very true.
that was just mean.
I think most gay people have heard of Beyonce
than
straight.
Yeah, actually, take it back. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
because
I'm too rugged,
right?
Yeah,
it's because you're too fucking straight.
beyond gay, I'm rugged. Beyonce, more like beyond gay.
Yeah.
I'm rugged as hell.
Ooh. Hey-o. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I wore her as a halo... Halo. I don't know how that song goes.
Oh, me neither. I've never heard it.
Something like Halo. I don't know. Whatever.
I didn't know people wore halos on their faces. I'm
well, she would be my halo.
I like it.
I'm saying, yeah. So, you know.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I love it. I want some more of it.
No, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I had lemonades. Boom.
Oh, there you go.
Just thought of it.
I like that. I like
that's
that
good, that's probably a good reason not to fuck someone.
Yeah.
Because of the AIDS.
Any kind of AIDS, usually.
Yeah. We'll just find
watermelon
someone.
AIDS.
Find someone who has, wow.
You don't want that either.
Who has lemon lime AIDS and then just make Sprite, you know?
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, this is fucking stupid.
Or you could just meet someone who had iced tea.
Yeah.
Or you Arnold could, Palmer. Or just iced tea. What if iced tea got lemonades?
Yeah.
Then he'd be, he would just turn into Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, I'd suck his dick.
Well, I'd suck what's coming out of that dick.
His girlfriend's name's Coco. Mm-hmm. So they're both drinks.
Yeah.
I just thought, Coco can be a drink, but you know.
Yeah, if she was gay, she might be a Coco Puff, you know? Poof.
Yeah, that was a cuckoo stretch. Cuckoo for Coco Puffs?
There you go.
Yeah.
Maybe she's got a real puffy vagina.
Probably.
Cuckoo for Coco's Puff. Eh?
Puff Daddy.
Boom, boom. I wish we had the law thing right now. Boom, boom.
He's gay.
The what thing?
I just meant the Law and Order, like.
Oh, goes, I gotcha. Boom. Yeah.
Or the yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So my last wouldn't fuck me here is this girl who loves fish.
Oh yeah.
And she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I owned a trout.
Hmm.
Yeah, trout.
Oh yeah, I knew.
I said it wrong, but it rhymes the other way better.
Yeah, it happens.
You know.
Uh huh.
Oh, I hate to hear stuff like that.
So do
that
I.
Took way too long.
<It's okay>. All right.
Is well, that it?
That yeah, that was. Oh, yeah. What do you mean? Because I usually write more than one.
Yeah.
No, I don't have. I have some other ones.
Just wanted to show me up once. It's good.
Yeah. Just one time.
Cool, man.
I don't know. I don't ever like any of mine that much, so I write a bunch, and then it's like,
yeah,
you shoot 8 bullets and.
One of them's got a stick in your dick.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully. Hopefully yeah. One hits my fucking temple.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick commercial break with something that may sound a little familiar with 30 seconds of Nestle Wonder Balls.
Oh.
Nestle Wonder Balls.
Oh, I wonder, whom I do I who? What's in my Wonder Ball? Who knows what surprises a Wonder Ball can hide? Yummy Nestle chocolate. What's in my Wonder Ball?
Toy Story! I got Lion King!
Chloe's Dalmatian!
Lots of candy surprises, plus a sticker!
Nestle Wonder Ball! It's candy and chocolate and foil in a box!
What's in your Wonder Ball?
Ugh. See, that's what we need to make. We need to make that for Wooden Fuck Me's.
Wonder Ball?
Like we did the, like I did earlier. Oh, I wonder. Would this baby fuck me? I already... The other one was better.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a Wonder Ball?
I don't believe so.
I don't think I ever got one.
I'm not a big chocolate
I'm not guy. A big sweets guy, really, in general. I like Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah.
Plain and... Kids and watermelon.
Mm.
What else?
I like gummy bears.
Yeah. I'm okay with those. I like the sour gummy bears.
Yeah, they're all right.
How
do you feel about Warheads?
I haven't fucked with those in a while.
Like
when I was little, I used to hold them under the sink for a while.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And
yeah. I can't do like spicy or sour shit.
They're like,
I can't
fuck you up.
Yeah.
You know what's
and then
weird?
They got that spray too, man.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah.
They did us dirty. Yeah. I don't know what they're doing now because I don't look in like the candy section or anything, but.
It's just like, here's some sugar and some pain.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It hurts.
Sugar and suffering, you guys.
I do stuff now. Tell me if you ever get this where I won't eat for a while, and then I'll go to eat something that's sweet, and like right in the back corners of my mouth, like kind of by my tonsils, it'll like sting. It'll hurt really bad.
No.
You've never gotten that?
No, I have not.
Ugh, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
It freaks me out. Speaking of that, I talked about this like 3 or 4 years ago when Ortega and I were doing the cast. But I used to get headaches when I would orgasm.
Oh, yeah.
For like a while.
Yeah.
And then it just turned into this, I think it was mostly just in the heat. I get these right in the back right side of my head. It feels like there's like a tumor that in the heat. And I always thought it was dehydration because I drink so much. But after my like third or fourth huge thing of water today. I got it when it was starting to get really hot.
Oh.
And it's just this migraine, like throbbing, but it's always in one spot, so I always just punch it. And I'm trying to figure out what it is.
It's an Amy tumor.
Amy tumor. Oh, no, I'm going to start talking about my vagina. Oh, no, I don't have any of my vagina stuff.
Comedy out, that bad comedy.
Anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
no, I've never had that. That's,
yeah, I don't know.
That's
it's
crazy.
Fucking me up. Because the, like, coming thing freaked me out a little bit, but this freaks me out more. Because I mean, is this just happens unprovoked?
Yeah.
I even thought it was, for a while, I thought it was, like, it was just, like, stress. Like, me holding shit in. There's this Simpsons episode. Yeah. There's a Simpsons episode where Homer is trying to not be as angry, and Bart is doing like a fuck. Is that the Angry Dad episode? It's where he like ends up getting painted green or whatever, and he grows this tumor in the back of his head, like in the same spot I have mine, which freaks me out even more. And it just keeps growing every time he holds back some anger. And, like, at one point, he steps on this board with a nail in it, and he just goes, what does he say? He goes, ooh, deedly-dee, that shall require a tetanus shot, but I'm not going to yell about it. And then he ends up freaking out, and it ends up, like, making the tumor go away, and the doctor's like, you did it. But,
yeah, the Simpsons really did do everything, man.
They did. They did this sickness that I'm getting, whatever this Homeritis that I've got in my head.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
I'm worried about it. And my doctor called me, well, this lady called me gay the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I should get that checked out while I'm there, too. I was like, you know.
But he's gay.
I was like, I got a headache, but I'm gay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a little worried about it. Just stop talking about it.
No, it's okay, man. It's probably just stress. You hold a lot of tension in your neck and all that stuff. But,
yeah.
You know me.
My goodness, that dude is gay.
All right, I'm gonna lay off. I'm gonna lay off.
That dude is gay.
It's a lot. I don't know why. So hot, and we're both shirtless.
You know what? I want to get a massage out here really bad.
Yeah.
But I don't. This is gonna sound funny, I guess. But I don't want to get one because I don't want to go somewhere where they offer a happy ending and I say no.
Yeah, that's just rude.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be rude. And I'd say yes out of, like, kindness.
Yeah.
And then I'd get arrested.
Oh, no, I don't think
I feel like that's the kind of luck that I have.
A sting?
Yeah.
I don't think they're stinging if people for HJs.
If they offer, that's entrapment, right?
I don't know. I don't... Probably... Yeah. I think so.
If you're sitting there...
Yeah.
And then she's like, What if she only makes the hand movement?
Yeah, I mean, that could mean you want some dip.
Right.
Or you want me to, I don't know, shake up your Yoo-Hoo for you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We got Yoo-Hoo in the fridge. You want me to get you a chocolate milk?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, hell yeah. And then I pull my dick out. And then she's like, you're under arrest. And then I'll be like, this is where I drink chocolate from.
Yeah, exactly.
You fucking racist.
Slurp it up. Got my own straw.
I don't know. I don't want to get jerked off after a massage. I bet it's nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to get... I don't think I could let someone touch me that long.
No,
honestly,
yeah.
I don't like being touched.
Yeah, that's true too.
I'm super ticklish.
And see, that's the thing. I don't really think about it, I guess, but like I've legit had thoughts and feelings before where I'm like, someone touches me in what's supposed to be like a loving way.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is where normal people are like, oh yeah, and you get like these tingles of happy and like good feelings and like release. And I always just got more pins and just like needles and shit like that.
It's like that Arrested Development joke where Michael hugs his mom and she's like, what is this? What are you doing?
Yeah. Well, it's like Major Payne, too, when he goes to hug him and he flips him around and he's like, what's your angle, boy? Yeah. And he starts holding his head around. He's like, I'm just trying to say I love you.
I heard on Pete Holmes' podcast, which everybody knows is true because Pete Holmes said it. He said he read a study that you're supposed to hold a hug for like 10 seconds because that's when your body releases the endorphins or whatever.
Mm.
But fuck that, you know?
I don't want to do that. That feels weird as shit.
Yeah, that's a real long time.
And then there's that whole Curb episode where he was getting boners when he would
hug
people.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
I'm kind of afraid of that because some people like to throw their whole, like, they bend into you hugging.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I'm going to middle school dance it.
Yeah.
With
give him the keep room for Jesus.
Give him the scoliosis hug. Just give him, that way they'll know it's a question mark, too. Mm-hmm. It's a question mark hug.
Yeah. I hate the people that, like, hook you right behind, like, your neck.
Oh.
They're just going to hold you there. It's like, yeah. Okay, that's aggressive, buddy.
We get it. You're gay.
Exactly. But me making friends at parties.
Wow.
All right, let's get moving.
Okay, right? So now we're going to... Do you want to do the new one first, and then we'll just see how much time we have for the other stuff?
Sure.
Okay. We got a new bit for you guys. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
I just want to play this because I haven't done it yet.
I chopped the screw in the tuna.
That's a good one.
I did it.
I did it. It was an accident.
It's this one. Don't do it yet.
Oh, those, wow. Yeah, wow.
Those ones are for me for later. I have something set up. Sorry.
All right.
Slap your hand like a grandmother. But we have a new bit. We have a new bit for you here. It's called Who Farted?
Yeah, it's... I think it needs some explaining, right?
It needs so much explaining, yes. Because it's probably one of the deepest bits, most complicated bits we've ever written.
This came to us while we were transcendental meditation, and our chakras were talking.
I was getting full blowy after a massage. I didn't even ask for the massage. I just said... Blowy.
Blowy. David Blowy.
David Blowy, please. Then I winked with my blue eye and then stinked with my brown eye.
Okay.
Okay. Speaking of that.
Speaking of brown eyes. Brown stinking. Eye
stinking.
Perfect.
This whole bit is farts.
Here we got
to. And so we're going to play a fart and then we're going to guess who farted.
Yeah.
You guys get it?
No.
Okay. Well, here's the thing.
Explain it to me in Spanish.
Let's do this one. See, now that one would be a trick question because that, sir, was a queef.
Oh, so you got me. You clown got me.
So if that was what you were looking for, you would be incorrect in thinking that it came out of an actual butthole.
And we have to
pause real quick.
Do we pause? Oh, we just let it go?
Yeah.
Oh, that's totally fine. Yeah, you can have it back.
We have Uzi?
Oh, no. Yeah, no, we have like six other fans. It's totally fine. I appreciate it.
Because in the night, you don't want to put it.
Oh, no, that's fine. Oh, yeah, it's fine. You don't have to. Thank you so much.
How much cost you? How do you
know? Oh, no, we'll figure it out. Thank you, though. I super appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, that solves the problem of the sound quality.
Oh, yeah. I don't care. I'm already sweating. Anyways. Okay. I don't know what I was saying.
Oh, we can leave that in there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got me. The clown got me. The clown got me.
Okay, so back now that I found that button after however long, we can quickly explain. That was our downstairs neighbor, the lovely old woman, Sarah, who gave me a fan earlier because she's super worried about how hot it is up here for us.
Yes.
And very worried about it.
Yes.
So she came by and needed it back because her brother wanted it in the PM.
Yep.
In his DMs.
Yes.
And so that's what that was. She's a total sweetheart, and
she's great.
She's already offered to pay for the air conditioner. She's like, you need to get an AC unit. You tell me how much it costs. And I was like, we're not.
It cost 10 gift cards to the Cheese Factory.
Oh, and she's already halfway there.
Yeah, exactly.
She's given us 3 Cheesecake Factory gift cards so far.
Ridiculous.
So right now we're sitting on $100 of cheesecakes.
Yeah.
Cheesecake Factory.
Did we use the whole 50 that one time?
Yeah, it was over 50.
Oh, fuck. We fucked that place up.
Yeah, well, I had 2 appetizers.
Yeah, you did.
And then we each had 2 beers.
Yeah, I had a pretty underwhelming sandwich.
Yeah. The Cuban,
yeah, I enjoyed it.
Like, egg rolls were really good. And then the Southwestern egg rolls I didn't care for.
Yeah.
I'm excited to try more. It's kind of a cool thing to be able to try a bunch of different shit because their menu is fucking humongous.
Yeah.
But back to the farts.
Back to the fart-cher.
They call me Queen La Cuifa.
Now back to that. That's wrong.
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
If it was King Farts fart, you know, fart and fucking fart or motherfucker.
King fart and fuck.
Yeah.
King fart and fucker, motherfucker.
King.
That would be.
King Pewee the third, you know?
Then that would be right. Like, this would be correct.
That's so stinky, yes. Fart.
Now, that's on the right track right there. That would be close to what I'd say is a stinky fart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I guess you want to just get started here.
Yeah, let's let her rip.
Okay, you know, let's start.
Let's cut some cheese.
Let's just start with this one here. Oh,
wow,
okay. That one's busted.
Yeah, that's the spinning wheel Mac fart. You know, that was horrible.
You know what's funny is it's funnier in the video. I don't know why it's cut terribly. Probably because I did it.
Oh, it's okay.
It's supposed to be a horse fart.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this horse, like, walks up to its owner and then does this, like, buck, where it, like, bucks in the air and it only lets out this little, like, toot.
So is that Seabiscuit or Mr. Ed?
You know, I would say it's Hidalgo.
Piece of shit. Oh, sure, I don't know.
He was a sneaky motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't know much about horses. I hate them.
Black Beauty.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It was it the horse that fucking Dana Radcliffe fucks in that play?
No. If you want to hear his fart... I think that one.
That
okay, yeah, I have his though. If you want that one's.
Oh.
And if you want if a little pop up video info, the noise it does not sound like a horse farting its guts out is Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, really?
That was him. That was him getting into character and into another character's asshole.
Yeah.
And,
a horse.
And then when like he was like covered in all this stuff after the horse farted.
Well, he's completely naked that whole play.
Yeah. And so then someone came really up to him and was like, he's like, "What is all this stuff?" And they're just like, it's Jizzard Harry. It's a Jizzard Harry.
I like it.
Okay, let's move on.
I've never seen any Harry Potter shit, so I can't continue.
That would make
a little more
sense.
I got nothing. I don't know.
I didn't do it that well either.
Hey, you got some... your horse is... I don't know. I was trying to make a her hiney
joke. There you go.
I don't know.
I was going to say, what's that? The lightning bolt scar on your forehead is from getting kicked by the horse you were trying to fuck.
There you go.
It was all right.
Knuck if you fuck, boy.
All right. Yeah, okay, here we go. Next one.
Yeah.
You want it again?
Yeah, that's one more. All right, I think I got it.
Well, yeah, who is it?
Okja.
Oh, no. I actually have Okja.
Oh, you do? You really?
Yeah, yeah. I think this one was Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, it did sound like I was trying to make a comeback. I was trying to get my daughter back.
That's the sound they cut out of the ending of The Wrestler. You know,
that's why everyone jumps. Went, oh. Because he shit his pants. He shit his pants.
Yeah, he jumps off the rope at the end. It cuts to black, and the director's cut. He jumps, cut to black. The Wrestler, directed by Darren Aronofsky, the genius.
Todd Barry comes out and does some like low energy joke.
Oh my god, yeah. Okay. So, director's cut, if you guys ever want to check it out, listen to the director's commentary because he explains it all a lot better than us. It takes him a little longer. He gets there.
Yeah.
He tries to explain what Donnie Darko was about, but all you really hear is.
What was that fucking
all
song?
All around me are familiar faces. Oh, but I have Okja's.
Let's hear it.
Oh, the little one, the extra kick at the end is great.
It sounds like someone's cutting down a tree.
Like, no, but it's a hippo.
It's a hippo?
It's a hippo, and the hippo does the same thing as Okja in the movie. It swashes its tail. This is at like a zoo, and it's just like fucking helicoptering these kids with its own shit.
Man, those hungry, hungry bastards. like the that like that's the only part that sounds real.
The end.
Yeah. Like yeah, the rest just sounds like a fucking I don't know. Like a, like it sounds like a combination of like in, like a bunch of RC cars racing around and like mosquitoes.
Yeah, it does.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's, you know what? I lied. It's not a hippo.
Uh-oh.
It's actually the sound of a pregnant woman deflating after she gives birth.
Oh, is that what happens?
Mm-hmm. That's why they have to chain them to the bed. Otherwise, they fly around the room like a fucking balloon.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
It's like... You,
That's why you grab her cheeks and pull them apart and it gets really high-pitched, you know?
Somebody grabbed her by the cheeks at the end and threw her down on the thing. That's why it was like, so it's, you know, it's like, you hear like, wee! The last one sounds like I put it in there.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
This is fucking... This is
so, you guys ever have time to waste? Go to the zoo and hang out at the exhibit for a while.
Wait for someone to fart.
Also, I spent hours the other night collecting farts. I have...
That's a lot. That's a whole page.
57 of just random ones.
Sheet.
And then I have these ones. Let's do... Right, let's what do you think? More. One or two?
Just two more.
Okay.
If we want to get to the next
one. Here's
bit.
This one here.
Yeah, one more.
One more time, okay.
Princess Diana.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why... never mind.
There's like one limited edition Princess Di Beanie Baby.
More like Princess Diarrhea, you know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ, lady.
Princess Diarrhea is ridiculous. But, like I was saying, for you ultimate collectors out there, there is a Princess Di Bear Beanie Baby that has a button inside that if you squeeze it, it makes the hippo one. It makes...
Have you ever seen those like competitive lumberjack things where they have to like saw a, like a log with a chainsaw? That's what it sounds like.
That's what the hippo was doing. He was sawing his log with his own tail.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, dude.
Oh my God.
Yeah, man. All right.
It might be better. All right, nothing. I was going to say it might be better if she died.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think she fucking hotboxed that car. Just, yeah, it was a fucking, it was brutal.
Yeah. Wait, you didn't let me get the divider and the limb on.
Oh,
silent but deadly.
Yeah,
that was loud and deadly.
Oh yeah.
All right, one, one more.
Sure.
God, I'm sweating.
Me too, man. All right, one more.
This one's at a performance hall.
Nathan Lane. No, it wasn't annoying enough.
I was trying to think of a Broadway actor. Yeah, Nathan Lane is good.
Yeah.
This actually wasn't even from Broadway. It was from Mouse Hunt.
Oh.
It was the it was when Richard Gere was in it, and he accidentally, the mouse ends up in
was
his asshole.
Was he really in that movie?
No.
I was just trying to make a
mouse
alone.
In his ass
I like
joke.
It.
And then this
yeah,
is...
it's where Stuart Little... went. I don't know.
And then this is Nathan Lane trying to teach Richard Greer
Gear.
Richard Gear how to blast him out, you know. You do-
and he just went and he just like did a 5-minute bit that was super annoying and no one cared.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Oh my God.
Oh my God. That was so dumb, but the amount of fun it was just it shouldn't have like I don't know that. The fun, the level of fun and intelligence shouldn't be like.
Oh, you know, no. Yeah, that.
What's that word I'm thinking of? Causation doesn't equal correlation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna say cohesive, I guess.
I don't know.
Whatever.
It was fucking fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Young, dumb, and full of farts.
It is a very good kind of just breakdown of the kind of shit this podcast is all about, though.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna take another break here with 60 seconds of Now That's What I Call Music.
Yeah.
Are you ready for Now? 17 of today's hottest superstars in one all-new Power Pack collection. Move into a new dimension with the year's biggest songs.
I don't care who you are, where you're from.
Now you can have all your favorite hits right here, right now. Chart toppers from KZ and JoJo, Aqua, Brian McKnight, Janice, and Spice Girls. Now delivers nothing but the biggest hits you crave. But to get them, call the number on your screen. There's never been a music collection like this before, until now. On CD or cassette. To order, call the number on your screen or send check or money order for the amount shown plus shipping and handling. Must be 18 or older to call.
That's on there.
Yeah, man. Fucking
dude, I don't know. I haven't seen, the only commercials I see nowadays are on Hulu and FX Now and shit like that. Ugh. But yeah.
Hulu.
Repetitive as fuck. Oh, yeah. No, go ahead. You're good.
No, I was going to say they just play the same fucking shit.
I know, it sounds like it's just constantly
If I saw that in person, I think I would die. I think I'd be laughing so fucking hard that I would literally die from joy.
There was one video I found where it just showed a hippo, and it was like, oh, he's going to lift his ass out to fart, and all he does is just diarrhea all over the water he's in.
Dude, they're savages.
Oh,
man.
My God. And they'll just fuck you up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people are more afraid of those. They kill more people than alligators and shit.
Yeah.
They'll break a fucking alligator's back.
Yeah, they're huge. Their jaws are like, don't they have like the most powerful jaws or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got those fucking, they got like fucking hillbilly teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which I would just fuck you, because that's something I never understood is like.
They got George Washington teeth. Boom.
Yeah, hey, can I tell a lie?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
A bite down the cherry tree.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, I like that.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. There you go.
Getting in that pussy hole.
Yeah,
I never, because I always saw their teeth, man. And I was like, I didn't think they could open their mouth wide enough
to separate
their teeth wide enough to get in there. But like, you don't have to, I guess. It'd be like the worst fucking turtle bite or what do they call those things that people would pinch? I don't know.
Snapping turtle?
It would suck.
Let me tell you, never going to put my dick in a turtle in a fucking hippo's mouth. Damn it, I fucked it up.
I'll tell you this. I'll never put my dick in a turtle again.
I take it back. Or a turtle's mouth. That's better. Right. Sorry, Franklin.
Sorry, bud.
Gay, it's Franklin. Oh, man, I've said that a lot in this episode. I apologize.
I don't.
He's gay.
All
right. Just remember that.
Yes. All right, let's get this.
Okay, so we're going to finish up here with a segment you're all familiar with. We're going to keep it a little short this time.
Yeah.
And it's a segment called Notepad Rejects. Yeah, so you want to start or you want me to start there, bud?
You go.
I'm going to start. I got a quick one that I'll just do here.
I got a couple. Yeah.
I got one that's so fucking okay. They're all stupid.
No, yeah. I like
this one.
The dumber, the better.
Yeah, this one just says, "I'd eat pussy that fell on the floor."
I like that.
Like, not even a 10-second rule.
Yeah,
you know.
I like it.
I wouldn't even start the timer if I saw pussy fall on the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't. I might not even help it up.
Yeah, she's falling. And she can't eat up.
Oh, you know? She's falling, and I get to eat up.
There you go. That's what it is. Did she push her life a squirt?
Oh, now I'm falling. Now I'm falling for you. Oh,
man, I think we found your new opener, bro.
I think so. I'm into it. You know, guys.
I hate that I just said bro.
Bro, here's the thing, bro. I'd eat pussy that'd fall on the floor, and then I'd just high-five the whole front row.
Life is Squirt, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? And then that'd I just be... crank a crank crank. It's like a rap horn.
Yeah. Oh man, just the more dumb puns. I love it. Well, I'll keep this in the pussy realm.
Yeah.
I honestly I don't know. Sometimes when I find like a really bad joke, I like to know what the context was.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. Like this was just scribbled in my. In my phone at like 4 a.m. once.
I like those, yeah, because yeah. sometimes that's the only context you get is the date and the time, and you're like, if it's 4 a.m, I don't remember what I was. I was probably drinking.
Yeah, yeah. And this one just says, "The clit is the capital of the pussy." I don't know.
I guess so. Yeah.
Sure. Why not? You know.
What's the front of a train called?
Oh, I don't know. The opposite. The
cow pusher, right? Isn't that what they call them? Those things at the diamonds at the tip of trains are called cow pushers, I think.
They usually have a cream pie on the front, though. Hey-o!
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit.
Not the caboose, I'll tell you that.
No, I fucked that up.
What?
Somebody had it. I tried to do the... No, I fucked it up.
What? What were you trying to do?
Someone... In my head, I combined the whole like pie in the face thing, but then with someone else's joke where they had like train accidents would be less sad if they had pies on the front. I think it's like a Dimitri Martin joke or something like that.
Okay,
but then I did the cream pie. Yeah,
I got you.
So basically, I just stole like a weird person's joke.
Well, you kind of just mixed.
Yeah,
a joke. It was that was kind of like the weirdest inside joke.
Yeah, that was like that was two inside jokes on top of a pun.
Yeah.
And that just came to me in like 2 seconds.
That's a difficult thing to even do, I think, what you just did.
Yeah. That's my brain is fucking autistic.
I like it. I like that. I like where it went, where you were just like, everyone knows what I'm talking. Yeah. Everyone's hearing this joke in my head, right?
Nope. Explain yourself, you fucking idiot.
Oh, okay. Well, here we go. I'll do one more here, and then we'll finish up after
just
your,
one?
I'm going to do one more. You do one more. You want to do a couple?
Let's just do two.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
Okay.
I'm fine with that. This one is a sex move.
Ooh.
It's called the Edit Pullout Complex.
Ooh, I like it.
And it's when you're fucking your mommy and nut on her belly instead of inside her.
Yeah.
You know?
I like it. I thought it was going to be you're fucking a girl and then you pull out and come on your mom. That's what I thought.
Oh, no, I like that a lot more, though. I like that quite a bit.
I don't know.
Edit pull-out complex is the only thing I like about that far.
I think that would make more sense because Edipal is you want to fuck your mom.
Oh, okay. Not that you're fucking her.
Necessarily, yeah.
Okay. I like yours better anyways, but maybe, yeah. And it just, I think it hits better in general, too. I'll do that one. I'll try it out.
Sure.
Edit pull-out complex. It's when you're fucking a girl. And then you pull out and come on your mom.
Yeah. What about at a pull-out couch where you pull it out and then you fuck your mom on it? I don't know. That's dumb.
I liked your first one better.
Yeah.
I like where you're going. I like that you're trying to make it more. At a pull-out complex is when you're when you're fucking a girl. And then you pull out and yell, Mommy!
And then
jizz on your curtains. I don't know. Or her curtains.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's dumb.
No, I think there's something there. There's
something in all. I'll just do them all right in a row at the next mic we go
to. Oh, yeah. Why not? You know?
Fuck.
Got nothing to lose. Fuck. I don't know what I want to do. I don't know. I've already told you this one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll share with the listeners.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
The guy who... I want to do a character called the guy. It's the guy who can't who can only reference age by adding or subtracting from 69.
Oh, yeah.
So I asked somebody like, "How old are you?" 21. Oh, 21. What's that like? 69 minus 47 or 48? I can't do math. I'd be like, "Oh, what are you? 60? Yeah, just
I like
that's
it.
That's it.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. I got one.
What was that? 2017? Is that that's 1969 plus how many years?
It's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do one more here. Okay. I don't know. This one I might actually try sometime. Or I just have this question one.
Mm-hmm.
Should I do one that's a question that doesn't really...
Well, I was going to do
one
that... It's
kind of a weird question. Like what they call those shower thoughts or whatever.
Yeah.
I could do that. Or I could do one that I actually kind of like that I want to try to work on, I guess, at one point.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so this one is so I say my dick is like silly putty. The difference is when you mash Silly Putty on the news, it makes an imprint.
And when I mash my dick on anything, it makes the news.
Oh.
Eh. I feel like there's something there. But then I've also...
What if it's... That's probably too much of a pun where it's... Because you say it makes an imprint.
Yeah, I know.
And it makes it imprint. News. Like a newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
That's too much, though.
Makes an imprint. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one would take... I'd have to really say that one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's...
I think that's why it doesn't work is because I bring news back into it, which is what I want to do with that, where it's... Yeah. You know, it makes the news, but you just totally you just don't say anything about the imprint.
Hold on. Okay, say it again. Say it again.
My dick is like Silly Putty.
Okay.
The main difference is when you mash Silly Putty on the news,
okay,
it makes an imprint.
Yeah.
When I mash my dick on anything, it makes the news.
Okay. What about something like the aspect where kids play with Silly Putty,
mm-hmm,
and then when it makes the news, there's a 10-year-old boy standing in the corner with holding a newspaper saying "Extra, extra, read all about it."
Okay,
with your penis, with your dick on the newspaper.
Oh, I got you.
You know?
Okay.
I don't know. That was a dumb thing. Then.
No, it's not. I gotta play. I'll play with it some more, just like Silly Putty.
Yeah.
I'll play there with it. Go. I'll bounce it around. It never really bounced that well, though.
Yeah. I hear you.
All right. Well, let me do this one again. Let me do this one then, since that one was kind of a flop.
No, I like
it. I'm gonna save this. I'll save that one then. Okay,
no, good. It's a good idea.
Okay, you go ahead.
I ruined it.
No, you didn't. It's just it's a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
my next one's like open ended too. Like I probably won't ever do it. But it was the idea of that. Like I wanted to compare. Like when I used to walk dogs in Chicago, I would always just like whenever it was like cold or whatever, like the dogs would like take forever to like, they always have to find the right spot to like take a shit.
Yeah.
And I want to compare that to me like having to find the right clip of porn to like come. It's like, come on, just fucking get it over with.
Yeah.
Like,
so you're going to come anyways.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Don't you want to go to bed? You're going to be mad at yourself in the morning.
Just pick a spot so I can clean this up. You know, like fucking Jesus Christ. Yeah. But I don't know.
You gotta clean pretty heavy after you're a wet guy, right? you no, lube kidding. Up when you jerk off?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently I'm weird.
No, you're not.
No.
I've heard I'm weird. We'll talk about that on a different cast. Yeah.
No, I was just doing a stupid thing. I was trying to do a bit, like, what the fuck are you trying to say?
Oh,
yeah,
I gotta do it wet, huh?
Yeah, no, I like to, I like to use the old lubricant.
Lubricant.
Chad Daniels.
Bing, dong, a ding, fling, flung, a fling, ching, chong, a ching. All right. Ching, chong, a ching. It's that time of the episode where...
It's 2:30.
Where it's 2:30 in the afternoon where we name that episode. And I wrote one thing down, and I think it's a winner.
Okay.
But I'm wondering if you thought of anything else. And I think...
Let's hear yours.
What I like is the name of the episode being Life a Squirt.
Yeah, I like that.
Life a Squirt.
That's fine.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
What else? Could you think of anything else?
Princess Diarrhea.
Okay. I like that one. We could do the Princess Die Bear. It's just making a fart noise.
Oh, yeah. I like Life a Squirt. Yeah, I didn't write anything down. I'm sorry.
Okay. Princess Diarrhea or Life a Squirt?
I like Life a Squirt.
Life a Squirt.
Because then you can just push the button. Like,
I got it. Get, mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll do it.
Yeah.
We'll do that. We're going with Life a Squirt.
Life a Squirt.
A little life lesson for you with a Life a Squirt. So on that, we're ending this episode, which... let me ask you a question, and no one's going to respond, so we don't really need to talk about this on air, but I was thinking about numbering the episodes. Like, number and then title? What do you think? Just title, right?
I thought
right?
you did.
No, I just put the title on there.
Oh, you have... Oh, they're titled on the outline. No, I think title's just
funny, title,
right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're... This
yeah,
is,
we're coming for you, D. Jay-Z, your title. Sorry.
That's fine.
Let's cut that.
Okay. Well, we're on episode 20 of us restarting the podcast.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Maybe even.
It's been fun.
Well, I guess 20 with the bonus episode.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It hasn't technically been 20 weeks, but we'll be there soon. And so yeah, I don't know. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah.
And sorry about everything. Always.
Yep.
Sorry about last week with all those technical difficulties
we had. That was a fucking handful.
I don't know. You just get busy blowing each other, and all of a sudden...
Your favorite song comes on, you're blowing each other.
You know how it is. You're at a club. You're at a club, and the right song comes on, and you just start blowing everybody, and you just... The time flies when you're fucking guys.
There it is. Yes.
Well, as usual, I am Jacob Allen Kuban. You can find me online at Jacob Allen Kuban. One L, two A's, and an end to me talking. Not really, though. Go to moistjunk.com. Check out at moistjunk. New shit coming out soon, blah, blah, blah. Free shit, usually, if you're cool and you hit me up and you want to fucking rep it, please just let me know.
Yeah.
That'll be fun to do. Casey, also, get a free koozie if you want. Yeah. We still need to send one out to your cousin.
Yeah, I'm always like, I'll get a hold of him. I will.
Okay.
I believe you. I'm a bad, what do you call those? Person.
Person. Yes.
That's me. Mm-hmm. Casey_Stoddard, all lowercase. Find me on JodeNet and Fapster.
And on the new season of 24.
Yes. Yeah. you're not supposed to tell anybody.
Oh shit! I'm sorry.
Oh fuck.
No, it wasn't me. I swear.
It's okay.
I'm going to the beach.
All right. Let's go fuck some dolphins.
Okay. I'm gonna go fuck a dolphin or two. I'll see you there.
Bye bye.
Bye.
We from?
What is going on in Compton? I don't understand it. Well, as it relates to this, this is not in my field as the clerk. So anything that relates to this, you probably have to get an answer from Dr. Dre.
I hear you talking about respect. I gave you niggas the utmost. All you niggas the utmost. Would you look over Picasso's shoulder and tell him about his brushstrokes? Them opinions, I don't trust those. I apologize. The city made a nigga so cutthroat. Every hood loved me, but it started on one coast. Could've stopped in 86, but I knew that you would want more. I'm on a throne in a place some niggas won't go.
Don't get it fucked up.
Been away from home.
Been away from home that long.
Where I'm from, I think it's time to take these niggas to the deep water. Yeah, down in the Pacific. Where them sharks at, nigga, down in the deep water.
Listen.
All you niggas swimming in the info. Fuck around and drown in the specifics. Always going overboard, used to be my kinfolk. Now you're sleeping with the motherfucking fishes. These niggas won't let up until they are wet up.
What? Don't get fucked up.
Nah, nigga. And everybody wanna visit, trying to re-up that prescription.
That prescription.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cause my nigga watercolors couldn't even paint the picture.
They don't get the picture, fuck. Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, drugs by the dozen.
What?
You might just wanna go and check your children.
You might just wanna check your children.
Yeah. I'm the one that got the ear. For many years I've been making parents live in fear. I just wanna make it clear. My influence run deep like the ocean.
Don't get it fucked up.
Been away from home.
Been away from home
that long. All
they wanna know is where you from,
nigga?
Feels like you're drowning, don't you? About 100 miles down in that ocean. It's over. Should've never jumped in if you can't swim. Oh my God, where's a lifeguard when you need one?
Motherfucker, know I started from the bottom. Rock a baby bottle, mixing that was in my leg. My mama knew I had a problem. Wasn't thinking about no rapping. I was drinking for a dollar. Putting quarter pieces in the black and priest and make it holla holla. No police in me, I got the beast in me, I got to holla. Keep the decency of making TNT my product. I'm a COMPTO innovator, energizer. Inner city bullet flies till that bitch on autopilot. Shit. I don't give a fuck about your whereabouts. All I care about is wearing out your area and airing out your upper body when I catch you walking out your parents' house.
Don't get fucked up.
Homie got fucked up. Trying to park his tour bus, not knowing what's what or who's who. Living in the LA County Zoo. Pick him off like a big dog, motherfucker. Ooh. Once upon a time, I shot a nigga on accident. Ooh. I tried to kill him, but I guess I needed more practicing. Ooh. That's when I realized banging wasn't for everybody. Switch it up before my enemy or the sheriff got me. They liable to bury him. They nominated six to carry him. They worry him to death, but he no vegetarian. The beef is on his breath, inheriting the drama better than a great white nigga. This is life in my aquarium.
Don't get it fucked up.
Been away from home.
Been away from home.
Deep water.